This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
All right, we got 24 and a half more minutes of edumacation to dispense.
Oh, we're going to dispense it.
Well, you bet we are.
Coming right at you, folks.
Right at you. Tim, Ed, JJ, and Linda. You're going to be a... You're gonna get up there. Get on your. Get on the chair. Hey, she got to have her microphone fixed, Brent, if you don't mind. My mom.
Oh, we can't hear you. Something happened.
Something happened to
my. There we go. We got you back. Huh?
Can you hear me now?
I can.
Can you hear me
in
the back?
We can hear you in the back. Yes, sir.
All right. So anyway, my mom's joining us because it's Mother's Day. My mom's going to be 84 in June. She's still very sharp.
Yes, and she is.
And spry, and she's bringing it today on Trivia Friday.
Bringing the heat.
She's bringing the heat. So, well, what happened there? Anyway, you know, these, they'll just say anything. You know what I'm talking about?
I'm not saying a word.
Yeah, and I'll be there one day. Yeah. I'll be there one day. All right, so Ed and JJ, I was talking to y'all off the air because it is Mother's Day. You guys both. Your moms have gone on to glory, gone on to heaven.
Yeah.
But I wanted you to at least mention them here, give you an opportunity because they had such an influence on your lives.
Absolutely. My mom's name was Stella. I have a granddaughter who's named after my mom. She was born in Greece, the country of Greece, in 1936. And she, her family came to our country after World War II. She lived through the Nazi occupation of her country and has a lot of scary stories. And our whole family became Christians in 1978, just all five of us. My mom, my dad, my sister became a Christian first, then me. I have a younger sister. All five of us became Christians. And my mom just became one of the most godly women I ever knew. She was a prayer warrior. She told everyone she met about Jesus and was just a real, had a real strong testimony in various churches that they were a part of over
so
the
she
years.
Was like 100% Greek.
Yes, yeah, she I was, mean, 100%. Yeah. She was 100% Greek.
Came to the U.S. Had yep. Well, JJ?
My mom, sweet, loving, kind, patient, beautiful, Martha Jasper. She was valedictorian. She's very smart. Country girl and
in Western Kentucky,
and she actually, for lack of a better word, you could say disabled. She was crippled in her hands. She didn't have any muscles from her knees down, so she had difficulty walking. And we never saw that because she worked 40 hours, raised four children, never ever complained. Laundry, cooking, all of the rest, and
She was a great lady.
I got to meet her many times. Ed, you met my mom, Martha.
Yeah, she used to come down here at least two or three times a year.
She sure would.
With your sister.
Yeah.
I just want to make a quick comment. My, which you mentioned about your mom being crippled. My mom was crippled in her left arm. We sometimes don't realize how blessed we are because my mom was very poor growing up, and they just didn't have money to go and get her arm fixed when she broke it. And so, I mean, I don't know what the cause was of your mom, but, you know, we get the sniffles, we go to a doctor, we get antibiotics, we have so much that, you know, that gets us back up to speed. But she was lame in her left arm her whole life since she was a kid.
Mom had a form of, for lack of a better word, muscular dystrophy.
Oh, so, okay.
Yeah,
it was
pretty severe. But now you're talking, those things you're talking about, boy, I'd be pretty banged up right now if it wasn't for Mercuricome. Mercuricome fixed everything during my generation.
That's true.
And, you know,
you still sell
arm.
It. Yeah. You got it out in your truck, don't you?
Now I'm selling it out of my trunk.
All right.
Hey, but I'm thankful. Thank you for letting us honor
the memory of my
mother. Yeah, those of you, if your mom's still living, we say this often, but it's true. Life is precious, but it's also fragile, and you do not know when it's going to be your last opportunity to say I love you to somebody you care about.
Amen.
Yeah. All right, so, Mom, it's your turn. We're going to give our questions for the last time today on the program, so repeat that question there.
Okay. What are the three most concerned?
Consumed.
Oh. I know I need a glass of change. fish in the U.S.
Okay, repeat it again.
What are the three most consumed canned fish in the U.S.?
Gotcha. Hey, Ken, don't tell them the answer. That's one of our rules here.
I thought you let them select.
No, because we're asking them what are the three.
They want all three.
Okay,
and these are all three. Got it? All right, here's my long question that's left. What two cities in the U.S. have the most hotel rooms? And New York City is number three. And Los Angeles, I don't know where it is on the list. I didn't write that down. So there are two cities that have more hotel rooms than New York. What are they, Ed?
All right, I've got one question left. Also, it is a true-false, folks. So 50-50. Here it is. When flamingos have babies, the mama flamingo turns gray rather than pink. Mm-hmm. Is that true or false?
We all should remember that from our fifth grade science class. You know, that was a whole chapter in the book I read.
Oh, well, there you go. So you know the answer to that.
I know the answer.
Oh, yeah.
I remember.
Here's what I've got. Two questions. First, what is the birthstone for the month of July? What is the birthstone for the month of July? Second
is
question.
Is that for Christians and pagans?
I think so. Okay. I think it works either way.
All right. All right.
So, you know how people used to love to make sure and get their birthstone for whatever, you know, their birthday.
Yeah.
So here's
Pisces.
I don't think that you're talking about something different.
Oh, am I?
Yeah, you're talking about your sign.
You went from jewelry to astrology. And it's quite of a leap right there.
Second question, true or false? True or false, the prototype for the Caterpillar bulldozer was invented by a mother who had five sons. So the bulldozer was invented by a mother of boys. True or false?
Well, all right, back to the phones, Ed.
All right, let's go back to Georgia. Georgia's been in the thick of things all day here. Elizabeth is on the line. Elizabeth, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning. How you doing?
Hey, good morning, Elizabeth. Thanks for calling. Where do you live in Georgia?
I'm living in Wake Cross, Georgia.
Okay.
Close to back to you.
Yes, ma'am. Well, we know exactly where you are. We've had a radio station in Wake Cross for a long time.
Woo-hoo, we love you.
Miss Elizabeth, can I be nosy and ask if you're a mother?
Yes, sir. I had four children, but I lost my two boys.
We're sorry for your loss.
I got two girls.
Well, we're sorry for your loss, but we're thankful for you as a good mama. I'm sure you were a wonderful mother, and I hope you're celebrated this weekend.
Yes, sir. I think so.
Elizabeth, what age are you?
I'm 78, going on 79 in November.
All right. All right. There you go. And you sound healthy as a horse.
Oh, I'm a horse, all right.
Now, I think you might spook the next four or five callers.
Yeah, I better be careful
about asking her how old the next ones are going to go. Man, if he asks me my age or weight, I don't even take that chance.
Just pretend we're at the county fair, okay?
Elizabeth, ask, answer, or do both, dear.
I think I'm going to try both, but let me ask you this one.
Yeah.
See if you can answer it. I'm trying to go around about the country. Okay, there is a place in Wake Cross, Georgia, outside of Wake Cross, Georgia, that's very important to our community. And this company is trying to come in and mess it up with it. Mm. And it's, I would tell you, I'll tell you what company's trying to do it, and you can guess the place. Okay.
Yeah, you're not going to get us sued here, are you, Elizabeth?
No.
Okay. All right, go ahead.
Okay. It's a mining company that's trying to come in and destroy it.
Now, I'm just going to guess here, okay? I don't know what Elizabeth's talking about exactly. I haven't heard the story. But I do know, Elizabeth, there's a big recreational area down there, a big lake, swampland kind of area between Georgia and Jacksonville, I think, or right on the Georgia-Florida line. Am I right about that?
Yeah. It's between Wake Cross and Charlton County.
Okay. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. You don't know the name of it?
I know. No, Swanee or?
The Q or
What is it? What's the name of it?
Okefenokee Swamp.
Yeah, the Okefenokee
Swamp. I've heard of that.
Yeah. Yeah, so...
Yeah, it's in the news. We're trying to fight it now. We don't want it to come in the mining company to mess it up.
You're saying your opinion is if they come in to the... It's going to mess up the ecosystem there and the nice recreational swamp and fishing and all that. That's what you're saying. Yeah. Right? All right, Elizabeth, do you have a question for us? A trivia question? Or want to answer one of ours?
I think we lost her.
Elizabeth, are you still there?
She got hacked by the mining company.
I was going to say,
that adds to the conspiracy.
That's right.
Right there.
You're listening.
John Grisham wrote a book about things like this.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Okay, no.
There you go.
We
didn't
lost
hear you.
We lost you for about 30 seconds.
You lost me. Okay, it's going to mess up the environment in Okefenokee Swamp, the animals, all that kind of stuff that's in the swamp there.
Right.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Did you have a trivia question for us, or did you want to answer a trivia question? Okay.
Elizabeth?
We keep losing.
We're having some problems.
Sorry about that.
Now, here's the deal. I blame the eclipse. I knew things like this was going to happen whenever we had to look at the sun through a pinhole and a piece of paper. That ain't nothing more natural about that. That's going to goof everything up.
That is a country song. I lost Elizabeth in Georgia.
Yes. Elizabeth, we're sorry, but we could not hear you.
Yeah, she disappeared into the Okefenokee Swamp, never to be heard from again.
You got country music and John Grisham novel.
Got a hybrid there going on.
All right, we go to Texas. And Daniel. Daniel is on the line. Daniel, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Daniel.
I wouldn't say anything about Big Pharma right now. You might disappear off the airwaves, too.
No, I'll keep my lips sealed on that one.
Or Boeing.
Or Boeing. All right, Daniel, where do you live in Texas, by the way?
So I live in Kingwood, Texas.
Kingwood, Texas,
which is...
Never heard of it.
Yes, sir.
Which is near what?
That's northeast of Houston.
Near Conroe and the Woodlands and that area?
A little bit to the eastern side, but yeah, up that way. Yeah.
Well, let's get technical about it. I'm just trying to give you a little general location.
Yes, sir.
But anyway, I'm just kidding with you. All right, Daniel, ask, answer, or both?
Can I do both?
Yes, sir.
Sure can.
Which one do you want to answer?
The hotel question.
All right, here's the question that Daniel's going to answer. That's been
I feel confident
been on the table for a year, for an hour and 15 minutes, and that is this: what two cities in the U.S. have the most hotel rooms, Daniel?
All right, I know one of them's got to be Las Vegas.
Yes, that's correct.
And the other gentleman, I'm going to, by process of elimination, I'm going to guess Chicago.
Incorrect.
You made it easy for the next
person. But I will tell you this. Las Vegas is is far and away number one.
Really?
Yeah.
They have more hotel rooms than New York City.
Yeah. You know, I feel like I'm being interrogated here by the whole panel.
Y'all just look at me. Even ask a question.
Y'all just look at me like I'm...
It's incredulous to us.
Yes, incredulous. That's a good Kentucky word right there. So... Yes, JJ, the answer is Las Vegas has more hotel rooms. Las Vegas, Nevada has 168,000 hotel rooms.
What?
New York City proper, not New York City, Hartford, Connecticut, New York City.
Right.
The city of has 117,000. So talk 50,000 more hotel rooms in Las Vegas.
So Chicago is not correct.
Chicago is not number two.
Okay. Wow, this is going to be a real...
I tell you what we'll do. We're coming down on time here.
Oh, good.
You want to take a guess on one more city, Daniel? One more city? I'll give you one more guess.
Ooh.
This is outcome-based trivia just for you, Daniel.
Let's try Miami.
That is a very good guess, but that's incorrect.
Wow, this is going to be great.
Okay.
I can't wait to hear
the
answer.
That's a good question.
It is a good question.
So Las Vegas is number one, but far and away, most hotels.
Would you say 168,000?
Yes, can you believe that?
So you tell me you meet somebody from Las Vegas, then you just assume, you'll say, you're from Las Vegas? Yeah. Oh, And your name's Patel, and you work at the, the hotel industry? Well, yes, how did you know that?
Hey, that just shows you how many suckers there are for
thinking they're going to win.
Anyway, Las Vegas, number one, but number two is a mystery still. All right, go ahead, Daniel, with your question for us.
Okay, so about 31 miles northwest of Kingwood, there's a little town with a funny name in Texas. And I'll give you a hint. It's three words. There's an and in the middle, and it's something that you do with a knife and a gun.
Well, cut and shoot.
Cut and shoot, brother.
That's the one.
We got the t-shirt.
Daniel, we're going to clap for ourselves.
Yes, we are.
Because we have
one of the callers that regularly calls
in. Used to live there and would call regularly. Cut and shoot. You can't forget that name.
No.
That's right.
Cut and Shoot, Texas.
No, no.
So that's not too far from you, right? Okay.
Not too far, yeah. We used to go up there for flea markets when I was a kid. So
I got
it always stuck in my head.
Absolutely. Well, listen, Daniel, thank you for calling, brother. And
thank you for listening to AFR. Be sweet to your mama this weekend.
Thank you, Daniel. Okay, you're listening. That's Daniel from Kingwood, right?
Just down from Cut and Shoot.
Just down from
Long ways away from Monkey's Eyebrow.
Yeah.
You got to go kind of out of your way to get there.
And what was it? What was it? The brother from Louisiana said, "Cross-eyed alligator."
Cross-eyed alligator. That was a funny place for a name. He was. He was pulling our leg.
All right. Back to the phones.
Back to the phones. First time I think today to our own home state here, Mississippi, and Jamie is on the line. Jamie, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Well, good morning.
Hey, Jamie.
I'm thrilled to be on.
Well, we're honored to have you. Where do you live?
I live in Lemon, Mississippi.
Okay. Where
Lemon? I don't know where that's at.
I've lived here my whole life. I'm trying to picture where if I look at the map, where are you?
I am close to Raleigh in Burns.
Okay. That would be South Central. Mississippi?
Yes.
South Central Mississippi. Yes.
Jamie, we're trying to narrow it down. Can you see a Dollar General out your living room window? Yes or no?
Not from my house, but we have plenty.
You can throw a stone and hit one,
and she
I
has
know.
Three steak and fish houses.
Yes, that's true.
Within 10-minute drive. Yeah, I guarantee you on that
absolutely.
One.
Open Thursday,
Friday
and Saturday.
Yep. We were tracking. All right. Listen, Jamie, thanks for calling. We're honored to have you. Are you a mom?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
I have two children.
Wonderful. Well, happy Mother's Day.
Yes.
To you there.
Well, thank you.
And we hope you get a free fish and steak dinner out of the deal on Sunday.
That's right. Huh? Maybe some flowers, a card.
All right. Go ahead. Jamie, you want to ask, answer, or both?
I'm going to answer.
Okay. Which one?
The one about the birthstone.
Oh, here we go. What is the birthstone for the month of July, Jamie?
Ruby.
It's the ruby.
Ruby.
Yes, ma'am.
Ruby. How'd you know that?
My birthday is in July.
There you go.
Okay, the ruby. What is March? Because I need to get me one of them. Do you know March?
I don't remember. No, okay. I don't remember.
It's not Pisces.
I think it's Pisces. Cold. I think it's a little lump of coal. Oh, wait, no, that's something to do with Christmas time.
Lump of coal. All right. Hey, Jamie, I'm going to give you a second. I'm going to give you a second one to try to answer because my mom's been asking this one for an hour. Nobody's answered. Mom, we don't normally do this, but ask that question again and see if Jamie can get it.
And, Jamie, if you can answer this, we will send you a free AFR travel mug.
There's a question, Mom.
What are the three most consumed canned fish in the U.S.?
The three most consumed canned fish in the U.S. Mom, we'll see if Jamie gets it right. Jamie, go ahead.
I'm going to try it.
Okay.
Tuna, salmon, and sardines.
She got them all.
Whoa!
Hey! Check out Jamie.
How about the cowbells? Is it anywhere close?
Yes, you did. Now, I got to say, Jamie.
I know where you're going.
Okay. I love you, Jamie, and I'm a fellow Mississippian,
Here we go.
It's salmon. It's it's not salmon.
Salmon.
Not like your Uncle Salmon.
Your Uncle Sal.
But that's
Jamie,
all right.
Jamie, we know, I'm right there with you.
Jamie, I
say salmon.
But it's got an L in there. Jamie's going to use it.
I say it. My girl, my girls, my wife and girls, they give me grief.
So you're right. So the three most consumed canned fish in the U.S. again, Mom, are what now?
Tuna, salmon, and sardines.
You did it too. Sardines. Do you eat sardines, Jamie?
No, I used to. My father just loved them. He loved them on crackers with
My dad did too.
Oh, yeah.
He loved them on crackers with what?
A little mustard.
Okay. Yeah,
a little hot sauce
on there. Take that little thing and turn it and reels back that lid on that little flat.
I didn't know this is.
Can.
I know we're running close to out of time here, but
this is important.
About 6 months ago, I decided I went shopping with my wife, and I said I'm gonna try sardines. Had never had them. My dad loved them, so I got a couple of cans of sardines, had some crackers and some Louisiana hot sauce, and I got about halfway through that can. And it was just so fishy tasting. I just couldn't do it. But
you didn't ever do it again?
I never did it again. So, hey, Jamie.
Yeah. What's your question for us?
Oh, I didn't have one.
Okay.
All right, well, stay on
Thank
the line.
You,
I'm going to put you on hold,
yeah, she's
Jamie.
She's going to get a travel mug.
Cindy's going to get your information, and we will send you a travel mug. So, hey, it's a happy Mother's Day for you, whatever your family does. You'll also know that you've got a travel mug coming.
You got a friend in us too.
You have a friend in us.
All right, listen, tuna was far and away the most consumed canned fish, and then salmon.
Uh-huh.
I remember us having tuna and salmon in all kinds of casseroles and every kind of patty you could possibly come up with.
I like to fry that one. Right
salmon.
And a little oil.
Right. Yeah.
And then serve it with rice.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Yeah. Now, sardines, Mom, you never did feed us sardines that I remember.
No, my granddaddy liked them.
Yeah. But probably for the reasons Ed expressed here.
It was tasty, but it was real fishy.
Mm-hmm. I just can't eat anything that looks like a minnow.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
I'm telling you,
I can't eat a minnow.
My dad loved those.
He did? He got out of a can?
And he made us eat those one time. And I was the last one at the table. He said, "You're going to at least take a bite." And I cried. And I was in high school. No, I wasn't in high school, but I was. It was the nastiest taste.
Hey, we got to give our answers.
Mom's got. I love you, Mom, and you did great today.
You sure did.
Nice
wonderful
job.
Yeah, amen. Amen.
Wonderful
didn't she do good?
Yeah, she really.
You got
did.
A future in radio, Mom.
Thank you.
You're saying you need to go back to school.
Get your chemistry. Yeah,
get your chemistry out of the way.
All right. When flamingos have babies, the mama flamingo turns gray rather than pink. Is that true or false, guys?
We'll say true.
It is true.
Yeah.
The pink color comes from their food, and so they're giving their nutrients to the baby. So that's all I had left.
That's good.
Prototype for the caterpillar bulldozer invented by a mother with five sons. True or false?
I'm going to say true.
I'm going to say true.
Yeah. 100%. False.
Oh,
Is that it?
That's it.
Okay, what two cities in the U.S. have the most hotel rooms? Las Vegas, by far, is number one. Who's number two, guys?
I was going to guess Miami, but...
You know number two?
Well, I saw it.
I guess Las Vegas. I have no idea on the other.
The city with the second most hotel rooms in the United States of America is Orlando, Florida.
Oh, yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Orlando, Florida has 122,000 hotel rooms. More than 5,000 more than New York City. You can believe New York City.
Wow.
All right. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Be sweet to your mama this weekend.
See y'all at Monkey's Eyebrow.
Yes. The festival.